Well, howdy, howdy, hi, everybody, and welcome back to what happened was, as you can see, I have the amazing Jeffrey Emmett to the side of me, and just down below us both is the fabtabulous hat wearing today, like rocking the 90s, like late 90s, Fred Durst kind of look, Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That. How are we today, folks? We
well, good? I did it all for the nookie as well, so.
Well, don't we all?
Did you get a cookie too?
No, I'm still
a nookie
waiting.
A nookie cookie. Kit. Well, so I thought we'd just have a little get together today because you had a very nice, it was quite lovely actually, your last chat. It was very like deep and meaningful and beautiful, like, you know, self-affirming about life and stuff like that.
You mean the one that's airing right now and people don't
the one that we're doing, the one really that you guys are doing, the one that you're doing live right now, guys, you know,
this live show.
You can do two things at once. You're very, very busy. I thought we'd get back to the dirty, dirty grossness that is our lives.
Because, that's our favorite.
You can only be pleasant for so long. So today, guys, and I haven't told you this. I haven't told you what we're talking about. We're talking about the morning after. We're talking hangovers. We're talking walk
pill.
Of shame. We're talking the after effects of parties, because you guys are talking about, you know, growing up and how much everyone's changed and everything. The reason I thought of this is because, you know, after COVID, everyone was kind of like chilling out and staying at home and being little home goblins. You forget how to socialize for a while. I went to a wedding and then I got corona. Woo! I did the same thing.
I just went to a wedding this weekend.
Went to and got corona, and then the last thing I did, I went to a 21st. The weekend before that, I went and hung out with my sister randomly, and we got stonked drunk, and it was ridiculous. Which, as you do,
cheers.
I didn't get a hangover for the first time in ages, and I was like, "This is amazing." And I think back to like when the last time I was like really, really horribly not okay, and this is going to be the first story of the day. So
let's dig in.
It was 2018. Cast our minds back to the world of 2018, many, many moons ago. So again, it was my sister's birthday. Common theme. So we got really, really turned up at like a little club, or I guess you'd call it like a pub or a bar. It's a bowling club for the Australians. Yes, Bolo, down the Bolo. And the party went back to her house. I was ridiculously drunk and it was fine. Ended up getting an Uber home. It was all good. I had to work the next morning.
Uh-oh.
At 8:45.
Oh, man.
I left my sister's house at 1:45 in the morning. I'm like, it'll be fine, full of liquid confidence. But, yep, no worries. As far as I remember, I got home okay because I woke up in my own bed, and that was good. You know, that's always fun when you wake up in your own bed. And the alarm went off, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, this can't be right. I'm like, where have all the sheets gone?
Uh-oh.
Where have all the sheets gone? I don't know. Okay, you got to get me. Where have all the sheets gone? Exactly. Got up, went to the bathroom. Like you've got to sober up. So I stood in the shower doing these ones. I'm like, there is no possible way on God's green fuzzy earth that I can. I had to drive nearly half an hour to work. Like I'm going to be pulled over or burst into flames. I'm like, okay, cool. No worries. So I just, you know, stood under the water and let it happen, turned around in the shower, and in the bathtub, you know, glass.
Are the sheets?
Oh, are the sheets? Because I was smart enough and had my shit together enough that I managed to vomit in my sheets, take my sheets off my bed, and put them in the bathtub. Like, okay, amazing. That's great. Okay, what do I want to do? All right, I'll Uber to work. That'll be great. It'll be expensive, but at least I won't die.
Right.
Like, pack it up. I'm like, yep, phone. Yep, lots of gum, lots of water, like grabbed all the stuff ready to go.
And you did shower, so.
Of course I did shower. I'm like, where would my wallet be? Tear the house apart, can't find this wallet. Anyway, the Uber's like, we're at the front. I'm like, shit, okay. Lucky it's all on credit card, so it's fine. I open the front door, and on the front doorstep, sitting my wallet. So the only thing I can piece together is that I have left it in the Uber that I was in.
And they returned it to you? And he's
returned it to me in good faith. I spent the whole busy-ass day at work fucking flat out. I was by myself except for 3 hours just crying and sobbing. I sobered up by like the end of the day, and then do you think I could get home?
No.
No Uber. Because
you took an Uber.
Because I took an Uber. Then I had to take a fucking taxi home that cost me $70.
How expensive was that?
$70.
So was the lesson that you should have just called in?
Probably. The lesson is, you know,
if he was the only one there working, how could he call in?
Easy. You call your manager and say, guess what? I don't get paid to deal with this. Good luck.
All right. So that was my last horror story. It wasn't really like a horrible, horrible one, but
it wasn't ideal.
It wasn't ideal. I felt a lot worse, but you just like, it seems like when you get older past that 25 year old mark, it takes a good couple of days to recover.
This is like, why we don't drink like that anymore. What are you doing?
Sometimes you forget, Jeffrey.
No, no.
He's doing the most. That's what he's doing.
I'm doing the most. Wait until I'm in America. I'll be doing the very most.
Woo!
You have fun with that. You have fun with that. Listen.
I'm like, Jeffrey, I didn't want on Jeffrey. Jeffrey. Scratching at the door.
Nope.
Let me in, Jeffrey. Well, Katrina A. Johnson, you are a professionally social beast.
Thank you.
How did you come back from COVID and get amongst it again when you were like, all right, I'm going to drink? Like, did you make that decision to go, I can do this, or were you slowly, slowly, I'm a sensible adult now?
Slowly, slowly.
See?
But see? Mostly because I had gotten fat. So it wasn't really out of being responsible. It was just because I wanted to be on a diet and I wanted to fit in a bathing suit again. So it's not because I was responsible at all, if we're being honest. I had to slowly start getting back in shape because I was like, I was fat. I was having hot flashes. I couldn't breathe. I was like, walking up the stairs. Like, it was awful. So I had to slowly start working out, cut out, you know, a lot of the bad food, and cut out all the alcohol. I was scared, honestly. And then as I started to get in better and better shape, one day I decided to invite my flight attendant friends down for brunch. And there were only three of us, and we went through 5 bottles of champagne. So that's how I knew I was back.
Oh, my God. But how did you feel after 5 bottles of champagne the next morning?
Not the best, but not bad. Like, I took 2 Advil and I was okay in 30 minutes.
Oh, you're sensible.
I cheated, I took Advil, chugged a bottle of water, a big one, and then went back to sleep and then got up and then I was okay.
Right. So what's the worst? What's the worst story? Come on. Give us the kitty worst I'm going to die hangover story.
I don't know my worst one, but I can tell you a really bad one that wasn't that long ago.
Oh, we live it. We live for it.
Okay. So I hope no one I know is listening. So those of you who follow me know that I have a best friend that I call Wifey. Wifey lives half of the time in Houston, Texas, because she owns and operates bars and restaurants there. She does here too, but also there. So sometimes I go to Houston to visit her. So we were going to have a party weekend. I had never partied in Houston, but I hear it gets wild over there. They're like super known for strip clubs and, you know, all kinds of music, and all the rappers sing about it. And Drake sings about it in all his songs. anyway, so I'm excited.
Man of Vegas. Yeah, good
yeah. girl. It's like that. So I think it's going to be super lit, and it was. We go to a pool party. We have matching outfits.
Okay.
We get bottle service, but only two of us drink.
Oh, God. So, yeah.
Enter the trouble stage left. So it's Sunday fun day. Sunday fun day is huge there. We go yeah. and have brunch and have bottle service at the brunch, and we have a couple of bottles of champagne. Then we go to the pool party, and it was amazing. It had a famous DJ. It had all the cocktail servers with the sparklers, the whole deal, all the stuff I like. So I order a bottle of champagne, and then we have a tab that we have to meet, right? Our minimum. So
of course.
I have to order a bunch of other stuff, but
have to
again. Have to, well, you do. That's the rule.
I know. I know. Anyway. I know. Yeah.
So you have to. So I'm gonna. I have to. Okay. Here goes. So instead of another bottle of champagne that I downed in like 10 minutes, I opted for.
Oh no!
This is where it all goes sour. I opted for a bottle of Clase Azul tequila.
Oh, why?
Would now you again, because I'm like, oh, it's really good stuff. It's really expensive. It's nice. I can drink it without making a weird face. It doesn't hurt me. But I've never had a whole bottle before. All I have is like maybe a shot, maybe two shots. If I'm feeling crazy, maybe three shots. Because it's expensive, so I don't really ever do more than three shots.
I would have just stuck the bottle in my bag and took it home.
That's for quitters, Jeffrey.
No.
But
no.
We'll get there. So there's two of us drinking. After I've had two bottles of champagne, I start in on the Clase Azul. It's the one white and blue bottle, you know, really nice. Well, I thought that I needed to finish the whole thing because I paid for it.
Obviously.
And then wifey trying to save me says, you don't need to drink the whole thing. Here, pour it in this bottle. Take it with you. She's pulling the Jeffrey. But I had already downed half the bottle.
She's already committed.
Along with my two bottles of champagne. Now, this is where it all gets foggy. But from what I hear, I went back to the hotel in the shower with my date. I started exorcist vomiting all over him.
Oh, what color was he?
Brown.
And then whatever color was coming out of Katrina as well.
Yeah, brown tequila. Anyway, so I don't remember anything.
That just went right over Steve's head.
Yeah.
I'm being funny.
He meant what color Power Ranger, but it wasn't a Power Ranger. Sorry.
No, so, I was just being. Anyway. Sorry. Anyway, moving on.
I then proceed somehow to gain my composure. Blow dry my hair, put on makeup and eyelashes, get completely ready for the night, and tell wifey on the phone, yeah, I just like exorcist vomited all over in the shower, but I'm coming out tonight. Let's go.
Good work.
And then proceed to go to Steak 48, which is a very nice restaurant, and harass the server because I'm rude. Not on purpose. Sorry. And I get my favorite drink, which is a strawberry rhubarb cocktail. And I tell them that they can't make it that way. It has to be a martini. Take out all the bad stuff and just give me the alcohol. And somehow they let me get away with this. I remember this part. Yeah. So, you know, that hasn't really come back to haunt me.
Yeah, but how did you feel after it, the morning after?
Well, I was okay because I got rid of all of it.
Purged and just started again.
And I usually never do that. Like, for some reason, I can't throw up ever.
I'm not a thrower-upper. Like, maybe
once every 3 or 4 years, but never, basically. So you know that I really
did. You know, it was real. It was real.
But in the morning, I was fine.
What about you, Jeffrey? Are you a pure soul? Or do you...
I am totally pure.
There has to be some kind of horror story from your past.
For sure.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's definitely not video footage. If you go back on our page and go scrolling and looking for the trailer of me sleeping on a bathroom floor. It doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
Not at all.
How did you get to that point, Jeffrey?
How did you get to that point,
Jeffrey? I don't remember.
That's the problem.
Well, that's a start.
But do you remember how you felt after you woke up on the bathroom floor?
There's video footage of that in the trailer as well. There's a conversation about it.
Oh,
dear. I think the worst night was kind of a Steve situation. But I was very notorious. I would go out on the regular, and I worked at a club. So you're getting paid to drink, right? I frequently used my finger to make myself throw up to get the alcohol out of my system.
Oh, girl.
Mm-hmm. You skinny every bitch.
Night. Every night. Every night. I'd have to because I drank so much.
Bethany Frankel.
Because I didn't want to waste it. Like, I didn't want to coyote ugly it and spit it in the beer bottle. I wanted to drink it. And then I'd have to go and try to get rid of it. So went home. I was sitting up against the wall in the bed with a bucket on my lap, and I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
And rolled.
What happened at some point bucket?
In the night. It didn't end well. Except I woke up in the morning in new clothes. The bed sheets were changed. And then there was blotches on the wood floor of clearly where there was mounds of things that came out of the bucket. Yes, that were on, you know, that sat there that somebody had cleaned up and nobody was home but me. And
industrious.
I didn't find out till years later that one of my friends who routinely showed up in the middle of the night came and found me covered and bathed me, took care of me, and took me back to bed.
Was this a male friend?
No.
Oh, someone saved
Jeff. Wow, that's love. You that showed is love. Your winky to a girl. Ooh.
I don't remember.
You don't remember it, so it didn't happen.
Doesn't care.
But how long was the recovery process from that? Was it one day and you're fine? How young were you?
Oh my gosh, it was like right at 21. It was 21.
So you can do that kind of shit. You can just like, yeah, everything's fine. Right,
you do it now, you're done for 3 days.
Oh my god.
If I drink like a bottle of wine now, I have kidney stones. I can't drink much at all.
Jeffrey.
I can't.
You're gonna be drinking in hot Atlanta, buddy boy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know about that.
Well, stay tuned. Stay tuned. All right. Do you guys have any preferred hangover cures?
The fish. I'm sorry?
Hangover cures.
Yes.
What's your hangover cure, Katrina A. Johnson?
All of the drinks. So you need to do a little hair of the dog. Like, if you can't bring yourself to drink and you just feel like you're gonna die, fine, don't go for the Bloody Mary or like the whiskey shot, but go for a mimosa, go for a beer. You got to start with that. Then,
so your hair of the dog go,
definitely, it works. I promise you, it works. Then, you got to do water, Advil, some greasy food.
Good girl.
You need the whole spectrum. So this works, I swear. And if your stomach's upset, you can do bitters, pour it on a lemon with some sugar, squeeze it in your mouth, and like suck on it, you'll feel better. Bitters and soda taste bad, looks weird, you'll feel better. It calms your stomach.
Katrina A. Johnson's.
I'm telling you, as a former professional, I got you.
As a full professional. Jeffrey Emmett, I know you don't drink to that excess anymore, but did you have a go-to when you fix yourself?
Yeah, we went out to breakfast, a greasy, horrible, fried, garbage food.
Right? I think that's a common thing all the time, and I just go like this. I wake up and go, KFC.
Oh, that's a good one. I usually go KFC, for pizza because I'm
KFC and like the dirtiest, coldest bottle of Pepsi you can find.
I need it in me.
Or like a bacon and egg roll.
Jeffrey, that's too healthy and that's too breakfasty. We sleep past breakfast. Who's getting up for breakfast when you're all sleeping?
I'm talking about like four o'clock in the morning. Like we always would go after the club.
No. We're talking about when you're all hungover.
Yeah, I still want that. Or maybe a little like a burger the next day with French fries and gravy.
What do you do the next day? French fries and gravy. Lunch, exactly. That's what I thought. I used to
the poutine.
Be so good at it that I'd go to Vegas with my friends, and we'd get home at 4 in the morning, and I'd get up at 7, go for a run. I'm running down the strip.
Oh, you're one of those, are you?
What an idiot. Not anymore, babe. I used to be. I'd go to the gym, go to the spa, and like lay out and like chill at the spa, but also work out. Dumb.
I used to keep a Pedialyte in my refrigerator, and before I'd go to bed after drinking, I'd always drink Pedialyte, and I usually did not have a hangover.
That's very smart.
I have some hangover cures, and I want you guys to tell me what you think. These are some weird and wonderful hangover cures. All right, bring them on. Some Gatorade, Emergency, Alka-Seltzer, and a double bacon cheeseburger.
Well, I mean, I don't know how I feel about the Alka-Seltzer. That one sounds kind
of... Yeah, I don't know how... I feel like that would bring everything up, right? You'd be like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't... All right, I'm not a yes on that one.
Here's a grosser one.
Okay.
Egg drop soup with a squeeze of lemon and lemonade.
And lemonade.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. That's like hot chunky soup.
Oh, and lemonade.
No.
Yeah, because like the egg in there, Steven. It's like you're sucking on...
Something.
No.
Sucking on chili dog outside the tasty freeze.
Yeah, okay.
We've already done Gatorade and Pedialyte. That's a given, okay?
No. Mm-hmm.
Pedialyte.
Cold Chinese food?
Oh, no, listen. There's something wrong with the people that don't warm up meat. I don't care. They're like, it's already been cooked.
Wait. Did a bunch of Asian people...
No, this is just a survey. This is a random aggregated list from somewhere.
Who just has cold Chinese food laying around?
I know, right? I will agree with this. Swimming in cold water, that will freshen you up like no one's business.
Who the fuck is swimming in cold water on purpose?
Australian summer.
Really healthy people.
Australian summer, Christmas time. We used to have family Christmas.
You don't have warm water?
We do, but if you get out, if you wake up hungover as all fuck in the morning and you go like this and throw yourself into the pool, you go, I think it's like a whole body shock kind of thing that makes you go like this.
And your pools don't get warm?
They will, but not like early in the morning. The sun's got to warm it up, dude.
What do you got a different kind of sun over there that it warms the pool up miraculously the day of?
Yeah.
We got a nice little hole in the ozone layer just above Australia. Come get a sunburn. It's good for you. All right, here's a weird ass one. Sugar snap peas and water.
I don't get that one, but okay.
I don't get it either. But this is the night before. Who's sitting at home, like when you're drunk as a skunk eating sugar snap peas going, need to digest this?
The same guy who keeps Pedialyte there on purpose because right. he knows it's about to go down.
So I drank a lot when I was younger.
What about you guys? Are you guys pickle juice people?
No, but I've done it before. So at this wedding this weekend that I attended, they gave us all a gift. And it was this gorgeous box that had a bunch of hangover cures in it. And it had a pickle in the pickle juice. That was one of the items. Because they own bars and restaurants. And they know all their friends are crazy. And we were going to need some things.
Rosie O'Donnell always swore chocolate milk. Ice cold chocolate milk.
Oh, my God. It's on the list.
Is it?
Not before beef ramen with a lot of sriracha and some flaming hot Cheetos.
Okay, that's not a thing. That's way too specific. That's not a thing. Yeah. If anyone there at home is listening to this, you better write in right now and tell me if you've ever done that, because I'm telling you right now, that's not a thing.
So, yeah, as Jeffrey said, we've got milk. When there's milk, I don't know who's chugging milk when they're hungover. I would die.
You know what? I did try it. Stomach, though. And there is something to, I think it's the sugar. You know what I mean? When you're hungover and then or whatever.
The next entry is chocolate milk and chocolate pudding together. That's too much chocolate.
You might as well just eat like
a I'm fat enough to try it.
Jess is going to get drunk enough first.
What about the drink Yoo-Hoo? Like, I used to drink that.
It might have been a Yoo-Hoo that Rosie would do.
Is it Yoo-Hoo good? Because that's like, you don't know. I think that would be.
I can't do a Yoo-Hoo.
I used to do Yoo-Hoos.
If I do milk, Dramamine here.
There's no sex life.
If you want some motion sickness, Dramamine is a. Yep, as a hangover cure.
What?
Yep. I don't know. It must be an inner
thing. Well, it stops nausea and it puts you to sleep, so I guess.
All right, here's a really random one. Sugar and salt dissolved in a glass of water. Who's drinking sugary, salty water?
What the hell?
I don't know.
A hummingbird? I don't know.
A hummingbird. You put it in your hummingbird.
She said a hummingbird.
This one's cute. This one's cute, and I've done it. Take a long shower and listen to some Adele. I don't know about the Adele.
That makes you sad. That's supposed to make you feel better.
The long shower is good. The long shower is good. Like, sitting there, that's some
depressing shit there.
That's like the night after a breakup drinking. That's what it is. Yeah,
no. That's a no for me.
Here's another oddly specific one. Honey barbecue Fritos with a wild cherry Pepsi.
Okay. Listen, that sounds delicious, but there's no way that more than one person says that. That's not a thing.
No.
What is this?
Very specific.
We need to be like Family Feud, okay? They ask 100 people. We ask like one rando outside the grocery store, and he's like, yeah, here's what I do. okay.
Cucumber sandwiches, Advil, and water.
Yes, absolutely. Because the Advil sandwiches and the water though is really doing the trick, and the cucumber sandwiches.
Cucumbers are hydrating.
And this last one, I don't know how to, I think I would die. Tofu and Pedialyte.
Dude, come on, man. Okay, I forgot to mention that one grocery store where you did the survey. Everybody's Asian.
This is a.
We don't have tofu just laying around. I'm just saying. Jeffrey, do you have tofu in your house?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Weirdo.
Jeffrey.
Steve, do you have tofu in your house right now?
I don't. I only buy it when I want it. So, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
I think when you learn, though, lots of water, Advil, even before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Before you go to bed the night before, you're good. And then I usually just try and sleep it through it now.
Make sure it's Advil and not Tylenol so you don't kill your liver.
This is what I do. I wake up in the morning, go, okay, I feel all right, horizontal. I sit up and go, nah.
Oh,
lay back down. I'm like, not yet. If the head goes, that's not okay.
You know you're done. You check out. I don't really have that symptom.
I do. I get really bad headaches. Or like, my body goes too much and goes ooh. So I guess with hangovers.
Because he's hungover right now, see?
I wish. The more that you experience, the better you get at handling them, right? Like, you go, I'm not going to drink an entire bottle of tequila and champagne and a beer and a cocktail and da-da-da tonight.
I feel attacked.
And feel like I'm going to be okay to go to work in the morning. Like, you know, or, you know, there's been a couple of times when back when I was performing, that you're like, I'm fine, everything's gonna be fine, and you get up on a stage, you're like, I'm gonna fucking die up here, like literally. There was one time I was dancing and like at just like a theme park, and we're doing this like hella big routine. I did all of these turns, and at the back of the stage, it wasn't the back of a stage, it was a storage container, and I just went damn, just kind of stick around. Oh no, this has made everything worse.
I bet everyone was scared too because it's loud.
It's all right. I'm sexy. It's all good. So
you said I'm hope. Sexy.
It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good in the hood when you're sexy. So we just want you to make sure out there in uncensored land, plenty of water, plenty of water. Get your Advil on, lots of sleep, and go get a greasy. Yeah, electrolytes. Go get a big ass greasy feed, and you'll feel fine. Mm-hmm. That's our professional advice here at Uncensored Radio.
We would know best.
Yes. Until next time, we will see you on what had happened was keep it tight and don't vomit on your bed clothes because someone has to clean it up and it's not cute. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, kids.
Bye. Bye.